This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's resolve to become a developed nation by 2047 is a focal point of global discussions driven by transformative changes in infrastructure. Mr. Modi was speaking at Durgapur in West Bengal yesterday after laying the foundation stone, inaugurating and dedicating to the nation development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees at Durgapur in West Bengal, marking a significant step towards strengthening the region's infrastructure and economic growth.
Bharat ki factory ho ya hamare khet khaliyan har jagah ek hi nischay ke sath kaam ho raha hai hame 2047 tak Bharat ko viksit banana hai hamara rasta hai vikas se sasaktikaran rozgar se atmanirbharta aur samvedanshilta se sushasan inhi mulyon par chalte hue hum paschim bengal ko bharat ki vikas yatra ka majboot engine bana kar ke rahenge.
Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the country's first indigenous semiconductor chip would be rolled out this year. Speaking at the 85th Foundation Day celebrations of Keshav Memorial Educational Society in Hyderabad, Mr. Vaishnav said India is going to become one of the most important semiconductor nations in the world. He said the government has already approved six semiconductor plants and their construction is going on. The government has convened an all-party meeting tomorrow ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament beginning on Monday. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore 48 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the special intensive revision drive of electoral rolls, which is 94.68% of the total enumeration forms. The poll body said only 5.2% of electors now remain to submit their filled forms, and many of them have sought time to submit their forms with documents in the coming days. In Chhattisgarh, six Maoists were killed in an encounter with the security forces in the Narayanpur district yesterday. State Inspector General of Police, Bastar Region, P. Sundar Raj, said that a gunfight broke out in the forests of the Ambuj Mar region when joint teams of security forces launched an anti-Maoist operation based on intelligence inputs. So far, the bodies of six Maoists have been recovered from the encounter site. A large quantity of weapons, including an AK-47 and a self-loading rifle, was also seized from the spot. In chess, grandmasters Koneru Hampi, D. Harika and R. Vaishali and international master Divya Deshmukh stormed into the quarterfinals of FIDE World Women's Cup. This scripted history as India became the first country to have four players in the tournament's last eight stage. All four women won their tie-break matches yesterday to enter the last eight stage at Batumi in Georgia. Indian women wrestlers clinched four medals, including two gold, a silver and a bronze at the Poyek Imre and Varga Janus Memorial 2025 tournament at Budapest in Hungary yesterday. Olympian Antim Panghal and Harshita won gold medals after winning their respective weight classes. Antim defeated Russia's Natalia Malysheva 7-4 in the final of 53-kilogram category. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a law to create a regulatory regime for U.S. dollar-pegged cryptocurrencies known as stablecoins. The bill, dubbed Genius Act, passed the House with strong bipartisan support, 308 to 122, receiving the support from nearly half the Democratic members and most Republicans, and is seen as a major step towards U.S. leadership in crypto finance. And the India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala till tomorrow. An orange alert has also been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Assam, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.